Title: Ward v. Tilly's, Inc., California Employers Should Dial Back On-Call Shift Policies. Content: On February 4, 2019, the California Court of Appeal, 2nd District issued a 2-1 decision in Ward v. Tilly's, Inc. in which it held employees must be given reporting time pay under Wage Order No. 7-2001 when an employer requires its employees to call in 2 hours before a potential shift to learn whether the employee is needed for work and the employee is told not to come into work that day. This decision strays from most employers' general understanding that reporting time pay covers only the situation where the employee physically comes into work but is sent home early, usually for lack of work. Nevertheless, as the only published California appellate decision addressing this specific issue, California employers are bound by Ward and should revise their reporting policies accordingly to avoid liability. Factual background and trial court proceedings in Ward. The plaintiff alleged that California-based retail store chain, Tilly's, required its employees to call their stores 2 hours before the start of an on-call shift to determine whether they were needed to work the potential shift. Tilly's allegedly informed its employees to consider an on-call shift a definite thing until they are actually told they do not need to come in, but did not include on-call shifts as part of the employee's scheduled day's work when it calculated wages unless the employee was actually required to work the on-call shift. Tilly's did not consider an employee to have reported to work merely because the employee called into work as instructed under the alleged on-call policy. A Tilly's employee, Skylar Ward, challenged this alleged policy and filed a putative class action complaint which alleged the Industrial Welfare Commission's, IWC, Wage Order 7, which regulates wages, hours, and working conditions in the mercantile industry, mandates that non-exempt retail employees be paid reporting time pay if either an employee is required to report for work and does report, but is not put to work or is furnished less than half said employee's usual or scheduled day's work, or an employee is required to report for work a second time in any one workday and is furnished less than two hours of work on the second reporting. Cal Code Regs, TIT 811070, subbed 5. As Wage Order 7 applied to Tilly's alleged on-call system, plaintiff alleged Tilly's employees were due reporting time pay for on-call shifts, and that Tilly's alleged failure to properly compensate employees for those shifts resulted in violations of Wage Order 7, Labor Code Sections 200-203, 226, and 226.3, and Business and Professions Code Section 17200. Tilly's demurred to plaintiff's complaint and asserted plaintiff was not entitled to reporting time pay as a matter of law. Tilly's argued the alleged practice of requiring employees to call in to ask whether their employer needs them to come in for a shift does not constitute reporting to work within the meaning of Wage Order 7, since an employee reports to work under the wage order only when he or she physically appears at the workplace. The trial court agreed and sustained Tilly's demurrer without leave to amend. Plaintiff appealed. The Court of Appeal held employees are owed reporting time pay under Tilly's on-call system on appeal. Plaintiff argued the trial court erred as a matter of law by sustaining Tilly's demurrer because Wage Order 7 is triggered by any manner of reporting, whether in person, telephonic, or otherwise. In opposition, Tilly's argued report for work under Wage Order 7 requires an employee's physical presence at the workplace at the start of a scheduled shift. The Court of Appeal framed its analysis by acknowledging the dispute turns on the meaning of report for work, as that undefined phrase is used in Wage Order 7. Since Wage Order 7 does not define report for work, the court resorted to an interpretive analysis of the phrase's meaning. The court first assessed the dictionary definition of report and found some definitions of the term implicate a spatial element, such as to go to a place or a person and say that you are there. Cambridge Dictionary https://www.dictionary.cambridge.org/us/dictionary/english/report. As of February 4, 2019, while other definitions focus on the reporter's intent instead of his or her location, such as to present oneself as ordered, random hoe.